Well, praise the name of the Lord, everybody. We are excited about God's word on this day. As children of God, the Lord has truly showered his blessings upon us. We enjoy not only the spiritual blessings of his love, grace, mercy, and peace, but also the material and physical blessings. We are God's blessed people. All throughout the Old and New Testament, we are reminded of our blessed state in the Lord. And as we grow, mature in Christ, and remain faithful, the Lord blesses and entrusts us even the more. In this lesson titled, God's Kingdom Blessings, our scriptures will be coming from the book of Psalm, chapter 67. We will unpack biblical truths that are designed to teach us how to channel those blessings for the glory of God and to bless others for the advancement of the kingdom of God. I will be reading in your hearing Psalm 67, verses 1 through 7 in the New American Standard Version of the Bible. God be gracious to us and bless us, and cause his face to shine upon us, Selah, that your way may be known on the earth, your salvation among all nations. May the peoples praise you, God. May all the peoples praise you. May the nations be glad and sing for joy. For you will judge the peoples with fairness and guide the nations on the earth, Selah. May the peoples praise you, God. May all the peoples praise you. The earth has yielded its produce, God. Our God blesses us. God blesses us so that all the ends of the earth may fear him. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for your word. For faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. We pray for every listener that they will hear your word and receive your word. In Jesus' name, amen. Psalm 67 is one of the 150 ancient Hebrew poems, songs, and prayers, and one of the nearly one-third of the Psalms whose author is unknown. All we know is the author is addressed as the chief musician on Neginah. Psalm 67 is also a prayer psalm of thankfulness and gratefulness. It is oftentimes referred to as a missionary psalm in anticipation of the day when all peoples will know the Lord and praise him for his salvation. In the first verse, the psalmist writes, God be gracious unto us and bless us and cause his face to shine upon us, Selah. Here in our lesson text, the psalmist makes his request to the Lord our God. The Hebrew name for God in this lesson text is Elohim. He is our master. He has absolute jurisdiction and rules over everybody and everything. He is our supreme ruler and supreme judge. So the psalmist makes his request to the one and only true living God, the God of Genesis 1:1, who created the heaven and the earth, the God who made something out of nothing. The psalmist makes his request to the God who spoke in Genesis 1:3 and said, let there be light, and light never stopped being. He makes his request known to the God who spoke to Moses and said, I am that I am, to the God of his forefathers, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. He makes his request known to the God of eternity, to the God of all humankind, to the all-powerful, all-seeing, all-wise, and all-knowing God. And this verse is so very powerful because it comes from the Pentateuch and it begins and echoes the priestly blessing, the Aaronic benediction, in the book of Numbers, chapter 6, verses 24 to 26. The Lord commanded Moses to speak to Aaron and his sons and tell them the way they should bless the children of Israel. The children of Israel were God's sovereign choice and his covenantal people. But the Lord, in his great love for us, did not leave us out. All of us, Gentile believers, were brought into covenantal relationship with God through faith in Jesus Christ. We were grafted in, and now we too share in the spiritual blessings promised to the nation of Israel. We are God's children. We are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, and a holy nation, God's own special people, that we may proclaim the praises of him who called us out of darkness into his marvelous light. 1 Peter 2, verse 9. The psalmist makes his request for three things in this verse. First of all, for God to be gracious unto us. In the King James Version, it says, God be merciful unto us. In this text, the term gracious in Hebrew is kanan, which means to bend or stoop in kindness to an inferior or to show favor or have pity upon. Our God is the God of mercy. The psalmist knows and has witnessed the preserving grace and mercy of God for himself and for the nation of Israel, time and time again. And we too, as children of God, can testify of God's mercy and grace in our lives personally when he saved us. We were living a life of sin, separated from the Lord, but God snatched us from the bowels of hell and told Satan, not this one, this is my child. We're talking about God's mercy. God doesn't give us what we deserve. However, the Lord is gracious and he gives us way more than we deserve. Secondly, the psalmist continues his request for God to bless us. Bless in the Hebrew is barak. The Lord himself used this verb when he blessed Abraham and entered into covenantal relationship in Genesis chapter 12, verses 2 and 3. The Lord said, I will make you a great nation. I will bless you and make your name great. And you shall be a blessing, and I will bless those who bless you. And the one who curses you, I will curse. And in you, all the families of the earth will be blessed. This scripture is the promise behind this prayer psalm. And as Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise, we inherit the blessings. We should not take it lightly. God doesn't have to do anything for us. We don't deserve anything from the Lord. But he chose us, he called us, he anointed us, and he blessed us to be a blessing. The third thing the psalmist requests is for God's face to shine upon us. There is no doubt that God's favor is upon us. He stamped his acceptance and approval on us, and he turned his face towards us. We are blessed and highly favored. It doesn't matter what anyone say or think about us. And I just love the attitude of the psalmist. He doesn't draw any attention to himself. He doesn't use any personal pronouns. It's not about him. He has the Lord's heart and purposes in mind. This is a communal prayer, a communal blessing. He's not selfish and self-centered or self-absorbed. He emphasizes and uses the term us three times in this verse, which brings us to our first biblical principle in this lesson. God's kingdom blessings are for all God's people. It is not just for one person or one group of people. His blessings are all-inclusive for all His children to enjoy. God loves all of us the same. He is no respecter of persons. We are the ones who oftentimes tend to forget. We sing songs and pray prayers that are selfish, that puts us in the spotlight. My family, my children, my house, my car, my stuff, my little sphere of influence is at the center of everything. Well, it's not about you and your stuff, and it's not about me and my stuff. God is much bigger than that. And let some folks tell it, they will make you think that they are the only ones the Lord blesses. Like if God's favor is exclusively upon them and no one else. The devil is a liar. It doesn't matter what side of the tracks you came from, whether folks say it's on the right side or the wrong side. It doesn't matter. And as our pastor put it recently in one of his sermons, God works on both sides of the tracks. What God does for one, He'll do for another. God is in the blessing business, and we all walk in the blessings of the Lord as children of the Most High God. However, it is not for us to consume it on ourselves, but to bless others. The real blessing is not only what God does in us, but most of all, what God does through us. And the Lord knows if He gets it to us, He can get it through us. He knows those that He can trust with increase. He knows those He can channel His resources through. So our heart's desire ought to be for God to use us as a channel of blessings wherever we go and not a reservoir. At some point, we must understand that there is always an eternal spiritual purpose in the blessing, which should lead to the salvation of lost souls. The psalmist confirms the eternal purposes of the Lord in verse 2 of our foundational text. It reads that your way may be known on the earth, your salvation among the nations. And our second biblical truth in this lesson is God's kingdom blessings is for the sake of the lost. And as we mentioned before, this is a missionary psalm. It's a global mission with its focus on salvation. God did not save us just for ourselves. Every blessing that the Lord sends our way as the people of God ought to be directed, as I said before, to showing others the way of salvation in one way or another. It should lead somebody, some man, some woman, some boy, or some girl to say, "What must I do to be saved?" And if you want to know what God is doing in the earth realm, if you want to know what God is doing in marriages, in families, in communities, in cities, in nations, in peoples all around the world, if you want to get in on God's agenda, then just start sharing your testimony about the goodness of Jesus Christ with the lost. All of us have a story to tell. How the Lord saved us, healed us, and delivered us. Somebody prayed for us and witnessed to us about the good news of Jesus Christ. We didn't save ourselves. We didn't get where we are today without the help of somebody else. Come on now, let's stay focused and not get it twisted. There's an organization that focuses on fulfilling the Great Commission called Finishing Task. And it states if every believer in Jesus Christ shared the good news with three people who had never heard it, the whole world would hear the gospel personally. All we have to do is to be willing to share the truth of the gospel of Jesus Christ. God's way of salvation for everyone is by faith in Jesus Christ, nothing else. And during the time this psalm was penned, the blessing of salvation came through Yeshua, which in the Hebrew is the term which means Jehovah is help or Jehovah is salvation. That was before Calvary's cross. After Jesus shed his blood for us on Calvary's cross, the blessing of salvation is only by grace alone, through faith alone, in Christ alone. The Lord Jesus spoke in John 14:6 and said, I am the way and the truth and the life. No man comes to the Father except through me. Jesus Christ is the only way. And if anyone tells you otherwise, they are liars. There's only one way, one road, one path that gives everyone the access to the plan of salvation and eternal life with the Lord. That is Jesus Christ. He is eternal life, according to John chapter 17, verse 3. The Lord is not willing that none would perish, but that everyone would come to repentance. 2 Peter 3:9. And it is one thing to pray for those in our sphere of influence. That's a good thing. But it's another thing to broaden our perspective and pray for salvation in our communities, cities, and among the nations. And if you really want to take your prayer life to the next level, begin to pray for salvation for the unengaged and the unreached peoples and nations around the world. This psalm was the Great Commission of the Old Testament. And although we are not all called to be missionaries, however, the Lord blesses us and uses us right where we are to make a difference, to leave this world a better place than how we found it. We are to make ourselves and resources available for the Lord to bless and support missions in any way we can, whether it be organizations or our local church. That is knowing and doing the heart of God. I heard one line in a sermon, we ought to live our lives in such a way that our good deeds shine for everyone to see. I am reminded of Dwight L. Moody. They called him Crazy Moody, who had only a fifth grade education, and yet this spirit-filled and empowered man was used by God to witness to more than 100 million souls. The Bible says, he that wins souls is wise. And what a better way to fulfill the Great Commission and then celebrate salvations all around the world than with a great shout and an exuberant praise. And our next biblical principle in this lesson is God's kingdom blessings result in exuberant praise. Psalm 67:3 reads as follows. May the peoples praise you, God. May all the peoples praise you. The psalmist repeats this phrase twice in this verse, and he also repeats it in verse 5. He is driving this point home. And in the second part of the verse, he adds the word all. The Bible says there is joy in the presence of the angels over one sinner who repents. Luke 15:10. Just one. And as we said before, it is a blessing to be part of something that is much bigger than ourselves, and to allow the Lord to stretch our minds, to stretch our faith, to consider the unreached peoples and nations all around the world. In this verse, the peoples refer to people groups who were unreached, unsaved, And recent statistics show that they represent 41.8% of the global population, totaling an estimated 3.4 billion peoples. In Indonesia alone, they have 418 people groups whose primary language does not have Bible portions, totaling over 11 million individuals. They still need some portion of the Bible translated. And those are the people groups in just one region of the world. One thing we know for sure, God has not forgotten them. God is moving by His Spirit and great power all around the globe. He is doing a redemptive work in the hearts and minds of all peoples. This salvation thing, the salvation of mankind, is much bigger than what we think. It's much bigger than one church, one ethnic group, one tribe. It's much bigger than just one nation. When we got saved, we signed up for meaning and significance way beyond our dreams. We have the privilege and honor of partnering with the Lord. We were made for this. We were made to love and embrace all peoples. And one day soon to come, all peoples who call upon the name of the Lord, regardless of their language, tribe, custom, history, ethnicity, will join us as God's children in praising the one true living God. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. And one might ask, Bible teacher Tyler, how can that be? How will this happen? Are you serious? You're talking about 3.4 billion people. The disciples ask the same question in the Synoptic Gospels, Matthew, Mark, and Luke, when they asked Jesus, who then can be saved? Jesus replied, with man, this is impossible, but with God, all things are possible. It is time to get our praise on in advance for what the Lord has already done, what He is doing, and what He's about to do in the earth realm. Praise the name of the Lord. As God's children, we have expectant hope and excitement. The Lord God, our Creator, saw fit to allow us individually to be a part of the salvation plan of the peoples. We gladly shout praises to the Lord our God, for He is worthy to be praised. Jesus said in the book of Luke, if we keep quiet, in other words, if we don't praise Him, the rocks will cry out. Well, I don't know about you, but I am not having any rocks cry out for me. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. Great is the Lord and worthy to be praised. The Lord inhabits our praises. In verse 4 of our lesson text, Psalm 67, it says, may the nations be glad and sing for joy, for you will judge the peoples with fairness and guide the nations on the earth. Selah. Our next biblical truth in this lesson is God's kingdom blessings call for nations to rejoice over judgment and equity. This is a singing mission. There is reason to rejoice because our God is a God of justice. Therefore, the Lord longs to be gracious to you, and therefore, He waits on high to have compassion on you. For the Lord is a God of justice. How blessed are all those who long for Him. Isaiah chapter 30, verse 18. The Lord is the ultimate lawgiver, and He loves justice. Although we see a lot of injustices and evils going on around us from one end of the globe to the next, with so many worldwide wicked rulers, we must remember God is just, God is sovereign, and He is in control. So our hearts sing hallelujah. Lord, Thy kingdom come, Thy will be done. Lord, You reign over all nations and all peoples. Our psalmist concludes in our final verses and says, may the peoples praise You, God. May all the peoples praise You. The earth has yielded its produce, God. Our God blesses us. God blesses us so that the ends of the earth may fear Him. And our final biblical truth is God's kingdom blessings lead to fruitfulness and the fear of the Lord. The world is fertile soil waiting for the seed of God's word, the gospel of Jesus Christ, to be sown into the hearts of peoples, nations globally. And as we said before, this is a missionary psalm. And although God's salvation plan is global, we must do our part in sowing the seed. And the beautiful thing is no one is left out. And no matter when you come into the kingdom, you have access to all the benefits and the blessings as part of the kingdom of God. The ultimate purpose of God's blessings is not for our own sake, but for the sake of all to worship and fear God. And in closing, God blesses us so that we would extend His blessings to the nations, so that peoples around the world would know Him, praise Him, and fear Him. And we thank God for bringing salvation to all mankind through His only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, the precious Lamb of God who shed His blood 2,000 years ago on Calvary's cross. Jesus Christ, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. And today is a good day to come to know Jesus. The Bible says, whosoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank You for salvation that's taking place in peoples, in nations, all around the world. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you until we meet again.